So two reviews into breast screening were released by Te Whatu Ora yesterday, following months-long delays, actually, that may have adversely affected at least 10 women in Wellington alone who were diagnosed with breast cancer in more advanced stages or needed intensive treatment. With us today, we've got Arlene Rayner, Chief Executive of Breast Cancer Foundation New Zealand. Kia ora, Arlene.
Morena.
Morena. So Te Whatu Ora said these patients waited longer than normal, the normal two-month period between enrolment and Breast Screen Central, to being offered a mammogram. Are these sorts of delays still happening?
Yeah, we know that there's a backlog still in some areas due to the COVID lockdowns, but what we also know is that the system was at capacity pre-COVID. So delays aren't unexpected. We have seen some catch-ups in some areas, but what's really important is we get women to return to screening as soon as possible, because early detection is absolutely vital and the best chance of surviving breast cancer.
Has Te Whatu Ora apologised? Is that good enough?
Yeah, so I don't know specifically that Te Whatu Ora had apologised, but from our perspective, the breast screening service is meant to protect women. So it's not good enough that 10 women in Wellington have been harmed by not getting their mammograms in time. So this is of vital importance to us because, as I said, early detection is the best way to increase your survival chances with breast cancer.
Mm. Another review has found more focus was needed on improving access and experiences for Māori and Pacifica women. We've seen action plans before. How confident are you that this time things will change?
So we completely agree that equitable access is an absolute requirement for Māori and Pacifica. With regards to how confident I am, the report even suggests that the findings of this report is not actually that much different to the report in 2011. So if history repeats itself, that wouldn't be a great option. However, we're fully focused on the report as Breast Cancer Foundation, and we are fully focused on equitable access. So as part of our advocacy priorities, we released an election scorecard. And for Māori and Pacifica specifically, we're calling for screening to be lowered to the age of 40. And that's because Māori and Pacifica present with breast cancer significantly earlier than our Pākehā women. So we're, as part of our election scorecard, we're calling for the government to reduce the screening age for Māori and Pacifica to the age of 40. And fundamentally, we know that will make a fundamental difference in saving lives of Māori and Pacific women, because we know when Māori and Pacific breast cancer is picked up by a screening mammogram and is detected at the same time, the survival rates are actually the same as Pākehā. So it's all about getting Māori and Pacific women into screening. So fundamental, dropping the screening age to 40 for Māori and Pacifica, but also extending the screening age to 74. And what that does is it's equity of age. So having women being able to access screening mammograms up into the age of 74 ensures that they live a long and healthy life and around for their mokopuna and kuias of their families.
Oh, yeah, and that's so important, particularly in our Māori and Pacifica cultures, because our senior women hold so much mana and knowledge. But I was just thinking that a lot of, what about in the areas, regional areas? We're talking about Wellington, but it's even hard to get in to see a doctor or a nurse in Whakatāne or Wairoa. Are there the resources and the personnel to improve the breast screening?
We completely agree with how hard it is to access screening within the regions, and we know that this is actually increasing. So we're getting more and more feedback around accessing mammograms from no matter where you live in the country, that's not a city centre. So the Breast Cancer Foundation are doing some significant research into that area and looking at coming up with options to actually improve access, particularly for regional women and Māori and Pacifica, because we know it's a problem. As we said, it's like if we can improve access to mammograms with new technologies and new innovations, what we can do is ensure that early detection has the best chance. So getting mammograms and screening into the regions with the earliest possible detection is what we're really interested in. And we believe it will increase the equitable outcomes for survival for Māori and Pacifica and for women that have significant regional access issues.
I was just thinking, we were just talking about something like the Tūhoe Ahure, where there are, you know, thousands of Māori people there, particularly, and, you know, if resources were put so that there's those travelling vans, the screening vans that used to go around.
Yeah, so Breast Screen Aotearoa still does mobile screening, but what we know from those services is they're not actually all that mobile, and given the logistics of them, they don't always hit the right places due to the power requirements and bits and pieces like that. It's a good option in terms of what we have today, but we actually need to increase the amount of regional access to ensure that equity, and that's the postcode lottery. So fundamentally, as I said, we're investigating what we can do to support regional accessibility in the regions.
And are the government and other political parties supporting the policy changes needed to prevent our women dying of breast cancer?
Yes, but we've just released the breast cancer election scorecard, and to be fair, it's a varied response across the political parties. We're somewhat disappointed overall with the response. The current government, in terms of, is only supporting 7 out of the 13 top priorities that we have on the scorecard. The scorecard can be found at the Breast Cancer Foundation website and across all of the issues. Our key one is to extend the screening age to 74, and as we said, career within Māori and Pacifica is really important. And we're also calling for the screening age to be lowered for Māori and Pacifica as well. So we don't have a lot of support in terms of for that across the political spectrum. Some parties are more supportive than others, but fundamentally there's a long way to go to ensure that women live long and healthy lives with regards to breast cancer.
Thank you very much. It's been fascinating talking to you. And where can our women go for, if they've got concerns, where can they go for more advice?
Yeah, so obviously if they're overdue a mammogram or screening, please head to Breast Screen Aotearoa to book in for a mammogram. If they have any questions or concerns, they can contact the Foundation on our nurse advice line. So it's all there on our website, so please give us a call and we'd be happy to help.
Thank you very much, Arlene Rayner from the Breast Cancer Foundation New Zealand. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.